Back in the 1950s, a notorious gangster named Nicky Cohen controlled the bulk of organized crime in Los Angeles. Many people have heard of his heinous deeds, but few know about his faith story. One day, Mickey heard about a young evangelist named Billy Graham who was holding revival meetings in the L.A. Coliseum. Southern Californians flocked to hear the famous preacher, and Mickey was curious. He knew he was leading a miserable life and that he desperately needed help, so he made the decision to attend the crusade. During the meeting, Mickey felt God calling him to go to the altar, along with thousands of others, to accept forgiveness for his sins. Mickey admitted that he needed the new life in Christ of which Billy spoke. Great news, right? Well, 6 months later, when Billy Graham came back through Los Angeles, he met with Mickey and discovered that nothing had changed in his life. The gangster was still running drugs and putting the squeeze on people. And beyond his outer actions, his inner world felt miserable. Billy warned Mickey that it wasn't possible to be a Christian gangster. But Mickey felt that he couldn't start over again. When Billy pressed him on the problem, Mickey admitted that he couldn't put down his pride, wealth, and pleasures to pursue God's ways. In the end, Mickey Cohen never did change. Sadly, he died the notorious criminal he always had been. Even though you may have never heard of Mickey, you may be a little like him. I know I am. And here's the shocking truth. As Christians, we all have a little Mickey Cohen in us. We want God in our lives and all the good stuff he promises, but we also want what we want, even if it's harmful to us. In a word, we're stuck. Our Mickey Cohen tendencies. Here's my confession. Although I've been a follower of Christ for many years, there are still areas of my life that feel stuck. Do you know what I mean by stuck? I'm not talking about sitting in the middle seat between two large friends on a cross-country flight, and I've done that. I'm talking about being spiritually stuck, bad habits that I can't seem to get under control, nagging sins that never seem to go fully away, positive character traits I should have developed by now but that are still not apparent in my life. I desperately want to go forward and find greater maturity in my relationship with Christ, but it seems as though something is always holding me back from a fresh start. I wouldn't say I'm tempted by the biggies. I'm not going to run out tomorrow and rob a bank or murder someone or dress up like a woman and go out dancing in search of men. Actually, I'm not even slightly tempted in those areas because women's shoes hurt my feet. But even as a pastor, I always acknowledge that I'm just one bad decision away from being a front page scandal. I'm sure you've read about some of my colleagues. So for me, one example of being stuck is connected more with my ugly thoughts. The ones I know I shouldn't be thinking after 30 years of following Jesus, or the thoughtless, stupid words that...